You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes, that kind of euphoric feeling. And I like to win the Byron Nelson Championship at home. I literally worked my entire life to become good at golf, to have an opportunity to win that tournament. And you win it, you celebrate, get to hug my family, my sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. And then it's like, okay, now what are we going to eat for dinner? You know, life goes on.
Is Scheffler a Philly or Jersey guy?
I don't know, actually.
Because that accent feels Philly or maybe mid-Jersey?
It's a good call. Let's see. To the internet!
Because when he said home, I was like, that's some Philly bleep right there.
Born in Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Somebody's reading Wikipedia.
You're right.
He went to Texas at Austin and now lives in Dallas.
I needed him to say hoagie.
Yeah. Yeah, you nailed that to the wall. Well done.
I've just been watching a lot of Abbott Elementary, and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm picking it up, and I could hear it a little bit in him. And I'm like, sounds like Philly.
That's my favorite thing in the world. When Layla, I think when she does it, she knows it's just for me because I'm out there listening when she's doing her Philly accent because she worked there for so many years. I love it. I love regional accents. Philly's right up there.
Well, how you feel about Baltimore?
Oh, yeah. It's a very close cousin. Yeah, I think I'd rank it higher. I go Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Philly. I'm missing Pittsburgh this weekend, man.
Oh,
I know, yeah.
That's usually your trip.
Yeah,
you get to see all the friends in the rotunda that was the old Kooky Cutter Stadium they used to have.
That place is so awesome, man.
I've still never been. I know. Take my baseball bona fides. Take them away until
Speaks,
I get
you can
there.
Go this weekend, White Sox.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, this show, we do a thing on this show where we talk about going to see the White Sox when they're out of town and we don't go.
I might go.
That's what I'm saying. Just messing with my heart. Don't play in games with my heart.
I mean, I've been to that ballpark multiple times. It's my favorite. Hmm. But I haven't been to San Francisco yet, so.
I've been to that one. Right after it opened.
One of the best in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my guy Yates is like. Is like, it's between those two. Pick the one that you like. But I need to go to that one because I love PNC. Like, the whole thing. I like the way the city is laid out, the whole nine yards. But maybe I'll go.
Yeah. Maybe. See, you might, though. That's the thing. That's why your travel threats carry more weight than ours, because you actually sometimes go to these things.
If you go, bring back some IC Light. We got to restock. We got to replenish for the season.
Mango!
Yeah, we do.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. I loved hearing Mully and Haw talk about this morning because they got me. You know how on the Odyssey app you can like...
Rewind?
Yeah, you can rewind, and you can also just... It's a great thing about the app, to be honest with you, is that you can see where what they talked about during every show. All the chapters are right there. and you can click on a chapter while the show is happening or after the show has happened. And so I like scan through about if like 8:30, maybe 9 o'clock, I get a chance to like check out, see what they've been talking about. What should I go back and hear? And this segment, Mully isn't on board with what this golfer had to say ahead of the Open. And I was like, oh boy, here we go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get all out right there and golf. Get it done. Let's go. Get move quicker on the golf course. Let's go. It's just I don't know why it bothers me. Jack Nicklaus right never did this kind of stuff.
Jack Nicklaus didn't
have
out
and he golfed.
Yeah, Jack Nicklaus to some degree never dealt with the kind of media scrutiny that Scottie Scheffler and the golfers today, just because of sheer volume of people asking questions on a more regular basis.
When I hear the golfers talk like that, there's a part of me, I mean, there's part of me that understands it. There's also a part of me that doesn't want to stop and contemplate and realize, gosh, the kids are getting older. Oh, look, my daughter is going to be leaving the United States for a year. I don't really need that in my head. And I don't understand how it's
so
helping
you're personalizing
them.
It to well, the point just, where it bothers
like,
you.
Give me a give me some kind of thrill sport.
Okay.
Why don't you try to jump the Grand Canyon?
When's the next pay-per-view UFC fight?
That's how I feel.
I need to find that for you.
Give me.
So you can just have this mindless sporting experience.
Thank you.
And this post-game ranting that you would definitely find
I love that stuff.
A way to just like unwind and release and relax.
Yes.
Okay.
I understand where he got to. He relates and he can empathize. He just doesn't want to while he's watching his sports and while he's thinking about his sports. And I gotta admit, I do have a space in my heart for the fan who's like, I understand you might be suffering or like going through something, but I don't necessarily want it. I don't want to think about that when I'm watching you play because you are an escape for me. You sports are an escape for me from the ennui and the feeling of age and the emptiness of life. I respect the willingness to share that perspective.
I think that we're probably midway through the awakening of athletes or people. We're not fully there, but we're starting to be smarter about this overall, where we want these guys to be gladiators for us. And that's often some of the mythology that we have grown over the last, let's call it the last 60 years of American sports, that we buy into the mythology of these men, these women are superheroes and they don't have any feelings, because if they had feelings, they wouldn't be able to do the job that they have. And I'm sure that there is a compartmentalization of every athlete that plays a dangerous sport where that happens. You know, I've talked to enough guys to know that that's one of the things that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also talked to enough guys post-career where as they reflect on it, you're like, yeah, some of this stuff I had questions about. And you don't feel comfortable necessarily right. Sharing those questions. That's why I think it's so fascinating about Scheffler is because he's in a solo sport, in an isolation sport, maybe he doesn't feel comfortable necessarily talking to other golfers about this, but he needed to say it. He needed to put it out into the ether. He needed for fans to understand where he was coming from.
He doesn't have to think about any teammates or a coach or anybody. He's his own CEO, and he can just express his own reality like he was a chef, like he was a head chef, or like he's a painter, or like he's a top of the line entrepreneur. He's his own guy.
So he might feel better by just having said it out loud, that these things have been swimming around in his head for years.
But my question to you, Lawrence, is, as a fan, that's where Mully is speaking from, and I appreciate his honesty. Can you get that the fan might not want to know it? Like, I'm with you. You and I spent time yesterday celebrating it and sharing it and kind of like, you know, making sure people know and turning on that light. And I get that some people, maybe even listening right now, don't want to hear somebody looking at their own stuff like that.
I think that where I've grown is understanding that that mentality has a real dark side to it from a fan, where you stop treating the person like a person.
Yeah.
And that's the type of thing that scares me.
I understand why, because then you start, then
you dehumanize them.
Sure, and it becomes a thing where you can make those online threats that Liam Hendricks dealt with, that other people dealt with. You can be Chad from Naperville in the stands screaming at Ketel Marte.
It's easy for me to see that through line now, and it probably wasn't when I was younger.
That's well said, and an interesting point. That there's a connective tissue in there, possibly. Now, maybe not. I mean, not everybody from point A is going to get to point B, but it's a hell of a lot easier to get to point B from point A.
Yeah. So I also think that we live in a place where we continue to ask athletes. We want to get to know them. We want to know their story. We want to tell their story, like in the job that we do. And those moments where we get some of that is some of the most beautiful stuff. I'll just give examples from this particular show this week. People can more easily root for Matthew Boyd because they know what it means to him to wear a Cubs uniform. In the case of PCA, you want to get to know the guy. Like, you want to know what makes him tick. How is he learning? All of this stuff that if we shut down or shut off players that open up to express some of the things that they're working through, it's not really fair to them. And I'm glad that we're, and like I said, we're all of us are learning and growing. I don't think that we're completely actualized yet, but I think we're getting closer to it, which is why I'm so happy that Scheffler felt comfortable enough or compelled enough to say, I've been thinking about this a lot. I'm not sure why I'm doing this, but I'm going to keep doing it because something is driving me to do it. But finding the meaning in it and the idea of win, 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 no matter what, like that's the thing that he's trying to figure out. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to use a Matt Nagy-ism, figuring out the whys of why do I push myself like this?
New city. Why? It's no longer there, but Irving Park, right? Stony? Is it 63rd and Stony? Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, no, I hear you, man. And we're of a similar mindset, but I think it's interesting because I think Haw nailed it. What Mully was doing was projecting his own stuff. And I think that happens a lot to us as fans as we sit there and watch and we identify. And it can be in the negative or the positive. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were plenty of times where I've watched great players and been like, man, that is a toughness I just don't have. That is, and you admire it. And there are times when I hear a guy be that self-aware, that self-actualized, and be that open and vulnerable and messy, and I'm like, man, I wish I was a little more like that. You know, or I think I might be able to be a little bit more like that. Thank you for letting me think that way, Scotty Scheffler. So it is a challenge to our perspective as fans when somebody lets us in like this.
I mean, to go really deeper into the comp between him and us, there's also the idea of how we were all raised. And Mully's what, the beginning probably of Gen X? He's probably like at the beginning of the generation. Like, you start thinking about that and the things that we were pushed into and kind of where, what the mentality is in everything that we did, where it's, you do want to win, the idea of getting there first, competing, the idea of capitalism.
Oh, sure. How about the idea of shut up and do your job?
Yep.
How so many of us were raised like that.
With parents who had to deal with that as a way that they were able to survive.
I was talking to somebody two nights ago about this, about the Scheffler thing, who heard it and said, I think that's disrespectful to all the people that are out there busting their ass and are not as good. And those future people, like you talking about how it's not bringing you fulfillment, people would kill to be where you are. That is disrespectful. And I pushed back on that and we had a conversation and it was a great conversation. But that's a knee-jerk reaction that I think is understandable on some levels.
And the other part of it is the financial aspect. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday.
For sure.
That people will look and say, well, look at how spoiled you are. You have all this money and you still can't find fulfillment in it. And I think that speaks to a lot of us in trying to figure out what drives us to do what we do. And I'll just say, like, from a personal standpoint, I was in a similar place not very long ago to what Scheffler is talking about. And being able to find the joy or the why of doing something is remarkable.
It's important, it's imperative, and that becomes the work at some point, doesn't it? Like that transitions.
And getting there, like that journey, I think is important for everyone to do.
I couldn't agree with you more. Lawrence, there have been times where I'm headed towards a gig about to be on stage and I'm like, I don't really want to do this right now. I don't want to go sing for 2 hours or 3 hours. I don't have it in me. Or I'm bored by something or whatever. But then the job becomes finding the right headspace and being great at it because somebody's out there and you got to do it. Or whatever your reasoning is, finding the way to care and love it as much from one time to the next becomes the job at some point.
Did you hear the interview that John Mayer did with Conan O'Brien?
I did not.
You need to listen to it. I think that you would relate to it. I think anyone who does any sort of performance could relate to it. But you in particular would really dig it because John was talking about where he's at during a show. And he's like, do people want to hear the old stuff or do they want to hear the new stuff? And if I play the old stuff, like, are people going to be upset? Or are they going to be upset if I don't play the old stuff? And then he's like, well, wait, I'm just having a good time. And they're having a good time here and they're putting their trust in me that they're going to walk out. It is an amazing episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. I think I sent it to Layla because I felt like there was stuff in there that she could pull from. But you, as someone who does what John Mayer does
sometimes.
Yeah.
On the occasion.
I mean, I didn't say that you were doing it necessarily at the same level.
But I heard you said I'm as good as John Mayer. You hear that, Tanny?
The last thing I heard was Lawrence talking about like something about the 4 o'clock hour yesterday. And that's when he started his journey on doing the job again.
Okay, you're busy. Yeah. I don't think it was the 4 o'clock hour.
That was the joke I wanted
understand.
To get off.
Yeah. You were dying to get that off. Good job.
It's true. By the way, you're listening to Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app and the iHeartRadio app.
What?
Yeah, that's a thing now. That's happening. With us.
Man.
So yeah, I relate to it. I understand people's frustrations with it, but I'm glad that he's in a space to talk about it. And I wish more people would talk about it because I think it would help more people understand what it is that they want. And then like the self check of why do I do this? I think is important. Because it might lead to you, one, recognizing that you are doing what you want to do, or you're not, and you need to start
taking steps. And maybe you can make a change.
Yes.
But the reality, though, is that tons and tons and tons of people in this country have no opportunity to even think about it.
100%.
That you got no chance to take the time and look inward and like, oh, you have no choice. You just got to show up to work the next day.
It is privilege.
It is.
And that needs to be identified and talked about too. But I don't think that it should be dismissed just because of the privilege that he has.
I think so too.
I think that we can find spaces to connect with what Scottie Scheffler says, no matter what our particular situation is.
He's Lawrence Holmes. I'm Matt Spiegel. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Digging it here on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.